It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. West Dallas residents worried about the future of their small weathered rent homes took their concerns to the Dallas City Council today. For months, they were told they had to clear out of the houses by early June. Everything changed Monday when landlord HMK Limited offered to sell some of the homes to tenants. A judge also pushed the move-out deadline to October. That doesn't ease the minds of residents like Pearlie Mae Brown. She's in her early 80s and has been looking for a new home. Her daughter, Pearlene Harper, addressed the city council on her behalf.
Please help us find a solution. We're tired of all the political mess that has been going on for months in West Dallas.
Members of the Texas Organizing Project and the Texas Tenants Union also spoke before the council. Organizer David Villalobos says the city needs to do more for West Dallas residents.
We need more action and can't afford any more families go through the harassment, intimidation, and roller coaster of emotions that have occurred the past 9 months.
Mayor Mike Rawlings said earlier this week he was encouraged by HMK's decision to sell homes to tenants, but most of the families who'd been renting from HMK have already left West Dallas. We've been following these families as part of KERA's series One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Courtney Collins looks at where they've gone.
For Rosemary Guerra, home is now Oak Cliff. McAdams Avenue is quiet. Not much noise besides the birds and a car cruising by every now and then. She likes it. Still, it's no West Dallas.
Everybody knew everybody, and, you know, we all got along with each other. You know, we never locked our doors. We always with our windows up. I never had a key to our house.
After a lifetime in West Dallas, Guerra moved into this rental house in November. She lives here with her husband, her brother, and her three grown sons. It's a two-bedroom. There's a separate back house, one big room with no kitchen or bathroom. They're enjoying it.
We've never had a bigger yard like this.
This house rents for $850 a month. The West Dallas home she rented from HMK Limited was $575. She says coming up with $300 more each month hasn't been too bad. Almost everyone in the house has a job and can chip in. She's glad she found something even this affordable.
Around here, there's a house. They want $1,200 down and $1,200 a month. We were lucky we found this. This is the cheapest one we can find.
The toughest transition for Guerra? She doesn't know anyone.
We were used to being outside in the front, and, you know, we knew who passed by and who didn't. And, you know, here, everybody's like, they go outside, but just to cut the yard and stuff like that is totally different.
West Dallas is different now, too. It's not just all the new restaurants and high-end apartments going up. It's the street where Guerra used to live.
The house on Bayonne, it didn't last very long. He knocked it down quick.
Demolition and construction noise is the new soundtrack of West Dallas. Another vacant HMK home was bulldozed Thursday. John Anderson lived in the neighborhood for 44 years. He finally moved out at the end of April.
Didn't want to, what I couldn't afford, but I had to. Now we're pitching in, trying to make ends meet.
Anderson and his wife settled in Oak Cliff too. Their rent has tripled to more than $1,000 a month. Even though he moved out of West Dallas close to a month ago, most days, he goes back.
I'm going to miss my neighbors, and that's why I'm over here. So I visit them, and I come over here and leave something out for the animals. Got some cats. They be roaming around in the daytime.
This week, after hearing that the remaining HMK tenants can now buy their homes, Anderson felt hurt. He says that announcement came a few weeks too late for him.
Very sad, because we had planned on living our life out here.
This scene has played out many times before, across the country and right here in Dallas. John Greenan runs City Square Housing, a nonprofit that builds affordable homes. He remembers another displacement on the other side of downtown.
It must have been close to the year 2000 because it was not long after I got involved in this area. There was a lot of the apartments along Gaston Avenue were closed for renovation, and their tenants had to pick up and move. Most of them moved further away from the city center, further from jobs, more expensive transportation, lots of times less desirable housing.
Today, Gaston Avenue is lined with trendy redos of the old apartment buildings. Greenan says the folks who leave often head southeast to places like Hutchins or Balch Springs. He says the 305 HMK rental homes are the canary in the coal mine. There are thousands more units in Dallas that will have to be repaired or cleared out if the city sticks to its tougher code.
On a market basis, what people can't afford is substandard, and that's just the reality right now.
And that's because building something new just costs too much.
A one-bedroom apartment costs about $150,000 to build right now in the city of Dallas. And on a market rental basis, you're looking at about $1,000 a month, more or less.
Tenants will pay that, or much more, for the brand new studios and townhomes going up west of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Those are out of reach for so many families who called West Dallas home for generations. Rosemary Guerra says she remembers wanting to dig her heels in and stay, wanting to fight until the last minute. When the Oak Cliff house opened up, she was too scared to let it pass her by. She left. And now she's happy she did. One day she hopes to buy this little rental.
It's like I tell my boys, you know, I don't want it for me. I just want some, you know, the day that I'm not here, you have something to go to, you know, have a place to stay.
It's just that she always thought that place would be West Dallas. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
See photos of how construction and demolition have changed West Dallas at KERA.org/onecrisisaway. That's where you can also find videos of people who call the neighborhood home. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says progress is being made in Southern Dallas. He credits his Grow South initiative in helping stimulate investment and development in communities south of Interstate 30 and the Trinity River. Still, as KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports, the area faces many challenges.
Mayor Mike Rawlings says Southern Dallas is growing at a faster rate than North Dallas. Since 2011, when the Grow South initiative launched, the tax-based growth in Southern Dallas has been about 25%. That's about double the growth in the northern part of the city. The mayor says Southern Dallas has seen many improvements.
Population, property crime, high school graduation rate, per capita income, unemployment, neighborhood associations, real property value.
Rawlings says property values have increased more than 40%. He says the city is bringing more jobs to the area by encouraging investment from companies like Uber, which has hired more than 2,500 people in South Dallas. Starbucks announced this week it will be opening a store next to Redbird Mall to help revitalize the area and provide more jobs for young people. Still, Rawlings says there's more work to do. He says public school enrollment is down, aggravated assaults are up, and not enough has been done to attract larger retailers.
We have to work harder, faster, quicker to catch up to North Dallas. I think we have that sense of urgency, but we need to keep that intensity going.
Rawlings says the plan is to push public-private partnerships, and Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax will take Grow South beyond the mayor's office and integrate it into the city's daily operations so that the initiative can continue when Rawlings' term ends in 2019. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Coming up tomorrow morning, John Coltrane is arguably the most revered saxophone player who ever lived. A new documentary looks at the jazz innovator's short but inspired life. Our big screen team talks about the film with a professor who teaches jazz saxophone at the University of North Texas. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. For what's left in the day, sunny skies, a high in the lower 80s. This evening looks to be mostly clear, low around 60. Tomorrow, sunny and slightly warmer with a high near 91. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 75. It's currently 82 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 78 in Tyler, and 80 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.